Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like to prioritize ourselves. Self-care. For yourself. Yeah. And we like spooky things also.
Yeah.
So Danae, what did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, what did I do? I tried to like eat a lot of fruits. I am not good at eating breakfast.
Oh, I'm not either.
I'm not hungry in the morning. Unless I eat really late.
I just feel, like, weirdly nauseous in the mornings.
Oh, sometimes, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Where I'm like, this is not a lot of food.
Not really wanting food.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to be better about just, like, having, like, I don't know, I guess, like, a little something in my
belly.
Fruit's
good. It's light.
Yeah. And it's, like, hydrating. So I've been eating a lot of fruit in the morning. It actually is, like, really good, especially because it's summer. So it's, like, I don't know, some fresh watermelon or some, like, juicy grapes.
It hasn't been, like, summer yet. I'm waiting for it to actually be, like, actual summer, which, what the fuck, it's June.
I know.
Summer, almost summer solstice.
Yeah, we made a fire last night because it was cold.
I've been wearing hoodies to bed, and I'm, like, fucking mad about it.
I had to get my sweaters back out from my winter stash of clothes.
I went and picked Keith up at the airport last night,
uh-huh.
And I was wearing, like, not snow boots, but, like, rain duck boots.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I felt great. I was not overheated. It's
I know.
Such bullshit.
I made that mistake of, like, going to work and being like, it's summer, because, like, in the morning it'll be sunny. And I'll, like, wear
this
summer dress.
This isn't common for Colorado at all.
And then by, like, noon, I'm like, anyways, I'm going to put jeans and, like, socks and shoes on.
I know. What the fuck?
But, yeah, so I've just been trying to, like, be better about, like, feeding myself.
Proud of you. That's smart.
Normal human things.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, I went to a show with my besties.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Thrice.
Royce.
I mean, Keith wasn't there. I was sad, but Katie went, David went, you guys went. It was so fun.
It was really good. Like, I thought I knew who Thrice was. Like, I've heard of them, and I was like, oh yeah, I'll know some songs. And then I like went to Spotify, and I was like, I don't know any of these songs.
They played their first album too, which.
But they were good. They were like,
it was so
a really good show.
I loved Fillmore. Honestly,
yeah,
like,
Fillmore's
I think
fun.
It's, well, because even though, like, we stood in the back and I kind of made the joke, I was like, I'm not going in the front, I have a fucking mortgage, and I thought I was really funny.
Well,
but
I don't have a desire to mosh.
No one was moshing, though, is what
Kinda.
I was told.
For
I guess,
some songs,
yeah.
But it wasn't, like, intense.
Yeah, but no thank you, I'm not gonna mosh. But it was
like,
so
for
much
what?
Fun.
I'm not aggressive like that.
Like, as much as I'd like to flail my arms around and hurt people, I was not in the mood.
Not for me.
Not Monday. And you know what was really nice is it wasn't like, I don't know. It was kind of annoying parking-wise. Like, I don't like the Fillmore for parking, but other than that, I paid $30 to park because I thought I was going to have to Uber and Lyft, and then I ended up just saying, fuck it, and I drove, and $30, and I was close, too, so I didn't have to, like, do the whole, like, walk around the block thing.
Right.
So,
what did you guys eat afterwards?
I dropped David off just cause like, I appreciated him coming with me. Cause I didn't know if I was going to park close or far away.
Yeah.
I dropped him off and I went to Burger King.
Nice.
Well, cause
we went to
Burger
Chiba
King.
Hut.
Did you?
Yeah. It was so good.
Oh, if you're down there, you might as well.
Yeah. It was delicious.
Yeah. That was Thrice. It was so fun.
It was fun.
We should do another one and we'll like listen to the songs before.
Yeah. So I know.
It'll be in like 2 years. So chop, chop,
chop, chop. Well, what are you telling me about today?
So I'm going to tell you the story of Tyler Hadley.
Never heard of him.
Okay. You might, as the story goes on, but this is one that's, like, super duper fucked up.
Oh, good.
The biggest source, I used a lot of sources and we'll put them in the notes, but okay. There's this really cute one called Coffee House Crime. The guy's like, grab your coffee, sit down and relax. And I'm like, oh, it's nighttime. I will not be doing that, but thank you for the option. It was really good, but I used a lot more sources than just that, but it was cute. So, So the story takes place in Port St. Lucie, Florida, which is like 150 miles north of Miami.
Okay.
Kind of 150 miles south of Orlando. Again, I'm not super sure, but it's kind of like a halfway point between those two in Florida.
Okay.
And it was basically just a swampland, which was converted into like a cute little suburb. When they show pictures of it, it kind of reminds me of like a beachy Manitou Springs.
Okay.
Because you know the little shops in Manitou Port Springs?
Port
St. Lucie.
Porn Lucy.
Porn Lucy. And it's like Lucy, L-U-C-I-E.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And it was just kind of like Manitou Springs if it was like on a beach location.
Okay. I want to look at pictures.
So, yeah, it seemed like a cute little nice area. So, Blake and Mary Jo Hadley had been there for a very long time. They were, like, forever residents of Florida. They moved there in 1983 to be closer to family on Blake's side. And they moved from Fort Lauderdale. So, they moved to be closer to family, but mostly, like, Blake's family. I think, like, they were retired, and he's like, let's be closer to family. And
okay, sure.
Mary Jo's like, yeah, homie.
Ugh, those beaches look so nice.
Isn't it cute?
God, I want to go to a beach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to go to a beach? List. We should go on a beach.
This looks cute.
Like, I'm trying to plan a trip
with Keith. This looks real cute.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to go here. Yeah. All right, sorry, continue.
No, you're fine. This is part of it. So, Blake was an engineer at a power plant, and Mary Jo was a teacher at the elementary school. People said she was hilarious and, like, a really great teacher.
Aww.
And they're like, even if she wasn't fond of students, because let's be real, as a teacher, there's some students that I'm sure you hate. Like, let's not... I mean, come on.
Let's be real.
But she didn't give up on them, even the, aww, like, tough students. She always just, like, really cared.
Okay.
So in 1987, I'm sure after, like, getting comfortable and everything, they had their first son, Ryan. And then in 1993, Tyler joined the family by being born.
Being born.
And they were relatively happy, but they were just, like, your average run-of-the-mill family.
Okay.
But they were, like, super close, it seemed. So, Mary Jo struggled with depression, which is so common, especially now, because it's not as stigmatized. Like, I'm sure a lot of people had depression, but they're like, oh, I don't want to be that, you know?
Dude, I saw this hilarious, like, stand-up bit. I'll have to find what the comedian's name was, but she was, like, talking about how she was, like, talking with her boomer dad about depression, and he was like, you just need protein! And then he, like...
Sunshine!
Yeah, he was like, just eat a scoop of peanut butter. She's like, oh that'll do it. Like, I'll just eat some fucking peanut butter, I'll be fine. And then she's talking... and then she's, like, talking about how all these, like, boomers are just, like, white-knuckling it, like, with a jar of peanut butter, like, trying to get through life. And I was like, that is so accurate.
Yeah. Well, she at least was, like, open about it, which is, like... It helps destigmatize it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Too. So that's just something kind of important.
So she ate some peanut butter about it.
She ate some peanut butter about it, and she was fine. But yeah, it's really common, and people just like to act like it's not.
Yeah.
And it is.
To make it seem like it's like such a weird thing when it's really not.
It's not at all. Yeah. And Ryan seemed well off. Like, he was the older son. He seemed like he was doing well. But Tyler started showing signs of depression as well. And they tried counseling, and it really didn't do anything for him.
Was he, like, a teenager at this point, or how old was he?
Just kind of, like, as a kid.
Oh, as a kid. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, like, I think at the age of 6 to 10 is kind of, it started rearing its ugly head, because depression sucks. And, yeah, counseling didn't work for him, but, you know, depression isn't, you know, black and white thing.
Sure.
And what works for some people doesn't work for others. It's like allergy meds. Like, some people swear by Claritin, and others are like, fuck Claritin, I take Zyrtec, you know?
Right.
But when he turned 10 in 2003, he started taking Lexapro.
Oh, wow.
Which is intense.
Okay, I was like, can 10-year-olds take that?
But, I mean, a doctor prescribed it for him, so it must have been...
Maybe it's like a low dose.
Yeah, so it must have been...
Like, I know a lot of adults intense. That take that.
Yeah. And, you know, so it's not common, but again, a doctor prescribed it, so hopefully...
And this is also the 80s, right?
No, this is 2003.
Oh, I thinking the 80s?
They were, well, they moved there.
Oh, they moved there in the 80s. Yeah. Got it. Okay,
so
cool.
Tyler at the age of 10 is now in 2003.
Okay.
But I guess this was the best way to go about it. So by the age of 15, he was also on Adderall and Prozac.
Dude, weren't we all on fucking Adderall?
I didn't really? Take anything. Oh yeah. My god.
I was on Ritalin, Adderall.
I think a lot of people were.
A bunch of shit.
Yeah, I didn't take anything for like any, but I also didn't go to a doctor for that. I think I did okay though. So
yeah, my parents were like, she's ADD, like everyone else in the fucking world.
Yeah, everyone has
ADD. Put her on pills.
She doesn't like to listen to people talk.
Like, wow, yeah. She zones out at school because it's fucking boring.
She's
like,
a child. That's weird. That's so
sorry,
strange.
I like to daydream.
Yeah, that's what I did a lot of. So Adderall and Prozac, and again, who knows? But
wait, Prozac or Lexapro?
He was on Adderall and Prozac. I think at that point they had changed.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like that's a lot for a teen. But again, a doctor prescribed it.
I'm not a doctor.
And it kind of seemed like Mary Jo kind of babied Tyler because he was your youngest son.
Sure,
he was
struggling. He's a baby.
Do you know what that's like, the youngest being babied, especially if they're a baby son?
I don't know. I wouldn't know because I'm the oldest, so they were just like, throw you to the wolves, like, fucking figure it out.
You're like the research baby.
Yeah, like, they're like, well, it worked. What didn't work and what did work, we will try on the next child.
Yeah. Well, you know, we screwed this one up. Let's try again.
Let's just have another one. It'll be fine.
But he also had like a thyroid issue, which...
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's important, maybe it's not. I think it's kind of... helps. But he was kind of chubby and he wasn't growing like the rest of his classmates.
Aww.
So mom put him on growth steroids to help him get some confidence, I guess.
Sometimes that happens, you know, if you're not growing, like they'll give you a little like kind of wake up call to be like, hey, hormones, let's go.
This is TMI, but I was underweight and like was not growing and I had to go on birth control at the age of like 15. Not because I was getting sexy with anyone, because let's be honest.
Well,
but...
I was on birth control to prevent other things.
You were on birth control because men looked at you. I was on birth control because I was not growing and I looked 11. Like, I'll show you pictures. You're like, oh, that's so cute. You're in middle school? I'm like, nope, I was a senior. Anyways, so as a kid, Tyler was quiet and polite and seemingly liked to spend time with his parents doing family things. But as he got older and everything, he was kind of more, like, became, like, more outspoken and super defiant.
Okay. Getting like, that teen
straight
angst.
Straight up not a good kid anymore.
Uh-oh.
And he just got weird, too. People were like, he's eccentric. And I'm like, that's a way of putting
it. That's a kind word for weird.
And he reminds me, like, when they were talking, like, were you... Did you ever have the teacher, like, wheel in, like, the TV and he, like, turned off the light and there was, like, kids that screamed?
What? No.
Okay. Or, like,
screamed?
In the auditorium and the
like,
teacher
like, because of the dark?
Off... Yeah, like, to be funny.
Oh, okay.
He seemed like the type of kid that did that.
Okay.
You didn't have that kid?
No.
God, I should have gone to Highlands Ranch High School. It's so stupid. Like, teachers would turn off the light, like, anywhere and kids, just to be funny, would be like, ah!
Wow.
Yeah, so he seemed like that kid. I'm... upset that that's not relatable to you, but kind of
no.
jealous at the same time. Yeah, that happened. But I don't know. I got that kind of vibe. Like when I looked at pictures of him, like he's the screaming dark child.
Okay.
Screaming at the dark. Anyways, so Tyler and his friends once found an abandoned couch and they put it in a small clearing in one of the, like, the swampy areas, and they lit it on fire, and the swamp lit on fire also.
Because
that's what happens when you light shit on fire in areas of growth.
Grassy areas. Well, I guess if it's, like, a swamp, I guess I wouldn't expect it to just, like, take up in flames.
I think it was, like, in the middle of summer,
moist.
Though. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't live in Florida, but also, like, why are you setting couches on fire?
Get a hobby.
Like... what? Get a job.
Keith set a couch on fire with his friends, and it burned off one of his friends' eyeballs.
When? I don't recall this.
We'll figure it out.
I think I didn't know a lot of things.
He's pretending to be asleep and he's smiling. He's smiling so big.
Like, who, why?
Keith's like, don't do it, Kim.
I feel like that must be like a teenage boy thing. Because never in my life have I been like...
I've never been seen a couch and been like, you know what would be great? Lighting this motherfucker on fire.
Lighting it on fire. Like, for what?
Didn't Travis lose his eyebrows or eyelashes? Keith nodded his head yes because he pretends he can't talk.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Gonna need to know more about this later.
That's hilarious. So, anyways, and the fire department was able to put it out, so they got pretty lucky. But this is when Mary Jo was like, oh no, Tyler fucking sucks. Like, Tyler's the defiant child. Like, I need to bring the gavel down.
I need to lock him in his room.
Yeah. So, they didn't really know what to do with Tyler, so...
He's just fucking lighting couches on fire.
They put him on anti-anxiety meds and antidepressants.
They put him on, like, anti-inflammatory meds. So,
so the flame in his brain would...
So that he would stop lighting shit on fire.
But they put him on a lot of stuff, and like, I think they did it as, like, trying to be parents. But, again, you know, doctors did it, so...
But I feel like in the 2000s, though, that was, like, such a normal thing.
Just put
him on all the medications that you can... And hopefully they'll just stop being kids. And it's like, yeah, well, you could also, like, do your fucking job as a parent.
So, yeah, exactly. And the antidepressants that they put them on had some side effects that, like, a lot of children had suicidal tendencies when they took that. So it was really scary.
Dude, did you watch 9 Perfect Strangers?
No.
Or read the book?
No.
Oh, my God, you need to read it.
What is it about?
It's about, like, 9 totally different strangers who go to this retreat for, like, healing, and they're all kind of there for different reasons, and it's just, like, such a good story. Melissa McCarthy is in the version on, I believe it's Hulu, and Nicole Kidman is, like, the retreat leader lady.
Yeah, I feel like you were talking about this at one point.
It's so good.
It's on Hulu?
It's so good, yeah.
This kind of reminds me, like, what you're telling me. There's a book, I think I've referenced it before. It's, like, a really good book. It's called Haunted, and it's by Chuck Palahniuk. And these people, all these writers, go to a retreat so they can write their, like, best-selling book just with no distractions. And I have this book. I will give it to you. It is fantastic.
But is that the one that inspired The Haunting with, like, Owen Wilson and, like, who else was in that movie? And he, like, goes into the fireplace and his head gets cut off?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
But it's haunted. It's essentially these, like, 20 writers go to a resort, like, a retreat to write their, like, best-selling book in it.
And then it gets crazy?
It gets crazy, and, like, some of them write some good stuff. Like, I'll let you read it.
Oh, okay.
It's so good.
Yeah, I need a good book.
Yeah. And I really like Chuck Palahniuk, but... Anyways. So, Da, 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 da.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, the reason I brought 9 Perfect Strangers up was because there was some parts of that that dealt with, like, a teen who was on antidepressant or depressive medicine and then, like, had suicidal tendencies, and it's just a really, really good story.
Oh, I'll watch it. I need something, because 90 Day Fiancé comes out once a week.
Oh my God. So cringe. I just can't with that show sometimes.
Oh, sometimes I can't, but a lot of the time I can. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. Because it's not me who has to deal with it, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, so throughout his teen years, it seems like Tyler did what all the cool kids did. And
marijuana?
They did, you know, like drinking and marijuana. And
some sex.
He's also taking pills. Not something they talked about if he was, like, sleeping around.
Active.
Yeah.
Probably.
He was active sexually.
Sex.
But it wasn't something they even mentioned, so...
They would only mention it if it was a girl, probably.
Yeah.
They'd be like, she was being
a whore. Yeah, because...
Lock her up!
Because if women have sex, they're all whores.
Whores. Okay, sorry, anyways.
No, you're fine.
Fuck the patriarchy!
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, continue.
So, yeah, he's doing pills, marijuana, and drinking.
Just partying his little teenage ass off.
I'm just, you know, and I'm old, I guess, but people, I wasn't cool. I don't remember people smoking pot in high school. I don't.
Oh, I knew so many people that smoked, and I just was not one of them.
I was just...
I didn't do anything until after high school.
Yeah, I was not cool.
Like,
yeah, me either. But yeah, people definitely smoked a lot.
But he was just, like, doing that all the time. He was, like, doing, like, ecstasy and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's intense.
I feel like that's reserved for your 20s.
It's reserved for when your brain's fully developed.
Yeah. Like, don't do the hard stuff when you're, like, in high school.
Yeah, like, oh, my God. Marijuana, sure. That scares me now. Like, I can't imagine, like, at 17, somebody's like, I did ecstasy. I'd be like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
So, April 2011, Tyler's in jail because he got into a fight with his friend. So, things are going really well for him.
Did he, like, hurt his friend or something?
I'll get into it.
Okay.
So, his older brother is away to college, and his older brother was also, he didn't struggle with, like, you know, mental health to our knowledge.
Not he as much as Tyler did.
Yeah. So, he was in jail for a week.
Oh, shit.
And then he was on house arrest for 2 weeks during April. And at this point, Mary Jo is pretty fucking fed up with Tyler. At this point, she had taken his phone away, which only caused tensions to be higher between the two. And the fighting was just super normal. It was getting pretty heated. So, 7/17/2011. So, July 17, 2011 was a nice summer day. All week the previous week, Tyler was talking about having a huge party on that Saturday because his parents were out of town. And people didn't think much of it. His friends didn't think much of it. And even on Facebook that night during the day, I shouldn't say, I guess, he posted having a party at my crib today.
Crib? Don't say crib.
It's 2011. Those were the cringiest years of our lives. Which, and he said ... maybe, which...
Maybe. Okay. What the fuck does that even mean?
Having a party at my crib, maybe.
Right, so are we coming or not? Like, you know?
Right? Yeah. So,
am I planning on your house or something else?
But then he posted, having a party tonight for sure, like, around 8-ish. And it wasn't like Tyler was this popular guy. And at the time he lived... there wasn't, like, a lot to do in the area. Like, the beaches were closed, the parks were closed, so
why were the beaches and parks closed? It's summer.
After the boys of summer have gone, you know? I don't know, I didn't have a response, I just...
okay.
I just quoted a song that made no sense.
Well, it's not like teenagers are like...
after the boys
I don't know. Summer. They're probably, like, trying to, like, smoke weed at the beach, even if they are going to the beach.
I just thought that we was weird, too.
We need a house
too.
To rage in, you know?
We need to, like, rage in our house. I guess it wasn't super easy to get to the beaches and, like, the parks. So, it just wasn't, like, there was a lot to do. Anyways.
Sure.
So, there wasn't a lot of places to go, especially, you know, people underage. So, a lot of people caught wind of his party, and about 60 people showed up to Tyler's house.
Whoa, that's a lot.
And the scariest part about it is, like, he didn't know most of these people, and most of these people didn't know him.
So these randos are just showing up at his house?
Yeah, I'm sure somebody's like, I heard about a party, let's go, you know, kind of thing.
It sounds like it's going to get out of control.
What do you think happens when you invite 60-plus people who you don't know who are teenagers?
Well, shit's definitely getting broken, for sure.
They cause chaos because that's what teens do.
Yeah, yeah.
They had split the couch... in half.
How?
They were playing beer pong across the dining table.
Jesus, guys.
Windows were being broken.
What the fuck?
Cigarettes are being put out on the carpet. People are just trashing the fucking house.
Whoa.
People are eating food that's around. Just behavior you would expect for teens to do when they don't know the person hosting the party.
Whoa.
But that's... it's not even like Tyler gave a shit. Like, he would suddenly be like, this is my parents' house. Wait, I don't give a shit. Okay. And they also had two dogs.
And what happened to the dogs?
The dogs are fine.
Oh, okay.
But there was a blind beagle that was hiding underneath his brother's bed.
Oh, poor baby.
And somebody put the black lab in the closet.
Why would you do that?
Because you're a fucking asshole.
These teenagers seem like they're, like, on a different level of, like,
My thing is, because when I was going through a bad period in my life, I would put Aspen in the closet so she would be out of the way when stuff got rough.
Oh, yeah.
So as much as I'm like, I don't know someone is being asshole. I mean, you shouldn't put a dog in a closet if you have no intention. But that's where I thought. I was like, oh, yeah, when I was going through, like, abuse, I would put Aspen in the closet so she wouldn't deal with anything.
Oh.
I know it sounds weird, but that's like where I went in my brain. And people would ask Tyler his parents were, and he pretty much made up different answers for every person that asked
him. Oh, that's sketch.
Yeah, and at midnight, around 100 people were at Tyler's house.
Oh, my God. And the neighbors haven't called the cops yet? Like, this seems, like, crazy. Windows are being broken?
Yeah.
Like, it must be loud, you know?
Yeah, you can't tell me it's not. Yeah. And at one point, the cops did come, and then they left.
Because people probably, like, scattered, and they were just like,
yeah, and then they
whatever.
Came back, and, yeah. Yeah. They don't talk too much about, like, that cop coming by at that point, but we'll get into it a little bit more. Yeah, 100 people were there, and it looked like the place was beyond repair. People were like, it looks like an abandoned building after, years, you know? Like, that's how bad it was.
Oh, my God.
And people were, like, stealing shit, you know?
Wow.
And, floor in the kitchen, there was a keyboard, there was, like, a computer, and there was, like, a keyboard, and it was covered in this, like, weird brown, dark liquid that they assume was, like, Coca-Cola, and it kind of was on the floor, too.
Oh, no.
And there were kids playing beer pong, and it was rolling in this pile, and kids were just cleaning it off.
You know, and you, like, used to play beer pong without, like, a clean cup, you know?
Yeah, when you used not play water pong and just drink
so
at the same
gross.
Time.
Oh, God, that's so nasty.
So people were just like, oh, it's just, like, shit from the party. Maybe, like, somebody, you know,
so it's, like, definitely blood.
I mean, maybe not. Who's to say? So at one point, Tyler left his party and took a walk with his best friend, Mike, who he had grown up with.
I just need to take a quick walk.
Yeah,
but
people
goodbye.
Were destroying my house. But he was like, I got to tell you something, dude. Can you just walk with me? So they literally go to the end of the street.
Oh, no.
And Mike, they interview him, and that's one of the sources I used. That's when he kind of told Mike what happened. He's like, dude, I killed my parents. And Mike's like, what?
I'm sorry, what?
And this is around midnight, too. I just want to give, like, the time. And he's
and they're
like,
probably kind of drunk, right?
I would probably, assume, I'm guessing. At this point. I mean, he was on pills. Like, his eyes were all sorts of fucked up.
Oh, God.
And, yeah, basically, he was like, yeah, dude, if you look, there's signs everywhere. So
points out the clues.
He was like, yeah, he was like, well, there's, like, scuff marks, and there's, like, a shoe print that was, like, bloody in the garage. He's like, there's signs everywhere.
So did he, like, invite people over to, like, try and figure it out, and, like, all these stupid people don't even care because they're partying?
No, he just wanted a party. Oh, anyways, okay. So Tyler had killed both his parents, and it seemed pretty planned to me, if you ask me. And he told Mike he had hidden their phones so they could not call for help.
Oh my God.
Stood behind his mom while she was at like working at the computer, and he took 3 ecstasy pills so he would be able to do it, you know?
What?
Yeah. So, and he, like, listened to, I'm not even going to mention it, it was just some stupid song to hype himself up. And he was just standing behind his mom while she was working at the computer, and she was just
Now I want to know the song.
It's not one that's, like, known. It's not like we're like, when the bodies hit the floor.
Okay, that's
like,
what I was thinking.
Yeah, it wasn't like, it wasn't one
that's,
like,
a well-known one.
Yeah, it wasn't like super popular. Fine. But his mom, like, turns around, and she's like, what's going on? And he hit her with a claw hammer. And he just beat his mom to death
with a claw fucking hammer. Dude.
And his father, who was, like, sleeping at the time, because this happened around 5-ish, after he posted the maybe.
Oh, and then he posted the for sure after he killed him?
Yep. And his father, who was sleeping at the time, came out of the room and saw Tyler was killing his mom. And he just looked at his son, and he was like, why? Why?
Oh, my God.
And, you know, instead of attacking his son, because, like, that's what
I'm
Tyler's
sure he's,
like
in shock.
Yeah, wouldn't you be? And Tyler said, why the fuck not? And then just keep beating him. And then he attacked his father with the claw hammer. And he just beat them both to death.
Jesus.
Yeah. And Tyler at one point said he felt remorse, whatever. But he's like, well, I know my dad loved me because you didn't stop me. And it's like,
what?
Your father was probably in motherfucking shock, dude.
Yeah, that really doesn't make any kind of sense.
Yeah. And the whole why the fuck not was just so
awful.
Too
much.
And after he had killed them, he tried to haphazardly clean the house.
Mm.
I guess if you can even call it that. If there's, like,
still
blood on the keyboard.
Yeah, he, like, left blood everywhere.
Yeah, fun fact, that brown stuff was blood.
you nail. I would have been worried if you were like, oh, that was like Hakala. Yeah, so there must have been a lot of blood. You don't beat somebody with there not being blood.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere.
Oh my god.
But he took his parents into their master bedroom, and his dad was a big guy too. His dad was like 6'2" and like 300 pounds.
Oh.
So he took them into the master bedroom and he put the claw hammer between them, and he took all the shit he cleaned up the blood with and he put that on top of them. And he just threw shit all over them. Anything he could find, like games.
Ew. Carpets, isn't that one of those like weird things where it's like if the killer puts something over top of their victims after they've killed them, it's like they do feel remorse, like,
you know, I know exactly what you're talking
where
about,
where they don't want to see
or
them,
they like put a blanket over them just to, like, a caring last thing. No, his was just to hide it.
Well, no, not like a caring thing, like they feel bad and they like almost want to hide it, but it's like obviously not going to hide it just by like putting stuff on top.
Yeah, so they like feel guilt. He puts them face down, which is, I think, to face away from him.
Gross.
But yeah, he just piled shit all over them. And just towels, chairs, blankets, random furniture just on top of them carelessly. Like, the house was almost cleared out is what they said, because he had just thrown like just all this random shit on them.
Oh, weird.
So his only thought was to have a fucking party. He did this just to have a party.
Why did they do that? I feel like there's been several stories where it's like, killed my parents, let's party, you know?
Like
the Jasmine Richardson one?
Yeah. To date the boyfriend?
Yeah.
So gross. So, after Tyler had told Mike what really happened, you know, obviously he had killed his parents. I mean, the car was still in the driveway, and that was one of the signs he said, too. And, yeah, blood in the garage. He tried to clean it, and he's just like, look at the keyboard, look at the wall. Like, there's signs everywhere. There's marks on the outside of that master bedroom.
Oh, God.
And, you know, the smell. People were like, there was a guy apparently walking around like, I smell dead people. And they're like, oh, this fucking guy, he's so high.
Wow, they already started smelling.
But yeah, the bedroom was locked, so that's why people weren't like walking.
Oh, okay. I was like, with all these like crazy hooligans, like, how are they not finding this?
But he took Mike into the master bedroom.
Oh my god.
And I guess the smell just permeated suddenly, and it was just awful.
Oh.
And he tried to show his parents, but like Mike saw his dad's foot and he's like, nope, I don't need to see this.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm good. I'm out. He was like, oh my god, you actually did it. And then he heard Tyler say he wanted to kill his parents. But like a dumb high school kid, he's like, he doesn't really mean that. Because he would say that all the time. And you know how like you're like, I'm going to kill them.
Kids are so dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mike was pretty traumatized from this.
I'm sure.
I mean, that's his childhood friend. And he like knew the parents. And everyone's like, well, you took a picture with him. And he's like, yeah, because that was the last night I knew I was going to see my friend.
So, yeah. And did he kind of just have to act normal to, like, try to make sure that...
That's what he said he did. He's like, I tried to act normal. He's like, but I wasn't scared of Tyler because he was, like, my childhood friend.
Okay.
But, yeah, they're trying to look, like, badass in this photo. So a little bit of me is like, you know. But, yeah, I'll post this picture, too, on, like, our Instagram.
Okay.
So Michael played it cool and he ended up leaving the party and acting like everything was fine, which is smart. Just being like, and you know, Tyler's like, I'm gonna have another party. You coming? And Mike's like, yeah, man,
yeah,
totally.
I'll totally be there.
But when he got home, he called Crime Stoppers.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's like, please do the right thing here.
And, you know, Tyler had posted another message about the party continuing at his house because people were in and out. They said people were left at that morning. I'm like, nobody leaves. Some people don't leave parties. Anyways. But then the cops showed up. And, you know, you gotta give Mike props because that's not easy calling the police on, like, your childhood friend.
But also, like, murder.
But he did the right thing. Yeah. When police arrested Tyler, he seemed really nervous because he was on drugs, and
he's probably coming down.
That was the least of his worries at that point. Like,
Yeah.
You being on drugs, they're probably not even going to look at that.
They don't even really care at that point.
And the cops immediately went to the master bedroom and forced the door open, ignoring the pleas of Tyler saying, "You can't go in there."
Actually, we can.
Yeah, which, fuck off. And the police searched and they found all Tyler's medication too. And he found the parents. And, but it was like legal because it was his pills. And, they combed through everything in the house and, you know, they saw the bodies. It was just disgusting. And Tyler was arrested, but, you know, then the story kind of goes to Ryan, his older brother.
Oh.
Because Ryan was away at school, but Ryan had lost all of his parents, and he also kind of lost his brother as well.
Yeah, his whole family is, like, taken from him at this point.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's a good thing that Ryan wasn't home. Granted, he's 6 years older, but it's a good thing he was not home, because...
That would have been horrible.
Who knows what could have happened.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really scary.
He really had a... Or Tyler didn't really have, like, a vendetta against his brother, right? Like, yeah. It's more so like his fat
but
his
if you're
parents
wanting to party
because
that
they're
much
punishing
and say he
him.
Lives at home, you know?
Yeah.
So that's
know.
Where, yeah.
Yeah.
So to add insult to injury, there were security videos of Tyler withdrawing $5,000 from his parents' bank account.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. After he had killed them. And the hard part about this was, like, other students had also heard Tyler talking about killing his parents.
Oh.
But also, like... Like we said, like, I'm going to kill them. You don't think much of that.
Yeah.
And it's teens. You know. And people were like, yeah, he said it, but I didn't really think he was going to do it. And I'm like, you know, like, as a teen, I'm like, as much as I'm like, oh, that's annoying. But I'm like, I kind of.
I can see their point of
view. I was an idiot as a teenager, you know. And he was sentenced on March 2014, around 3 years later, for the murder of both his parents. And he pled guilty.
Okay.
He got life in prison without the possibility of parole, which, if you ask me, sounds like a pretty fair punishment. And I hope he remains there for the rest of his life. The only thing that I think was rough about this case is, and I'm not blaming this because a lot of people have been on pills, but he was on pills his whole life. So it makes you wonder a little bit if there was, like, developmental issues because he was constantly on pills and, like, hard pills.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes you wonder if there is rehabilitation and if he's still on pills or maybe he's not on pills, just any of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
So that's
the case. Just, like, so crazy. It just feels like it's, like, such a, I don't know. I guess when you're a teenager, you just think that, like, life is so hard and it's never going to get better.
The worst thing going on in your life is, like, somebody's being mean to you and it's, like, rough. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So.
Oh, my gosh. Just, like, a... terrible decision.
R.I.P. Blake and Mary.
Yeah. Wow.
But, yeah. But we'll post pictures of this on our Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
Yeah. And if you have any stories you'd like us to cover, you can hit us up at MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on Instagram.
Yeah. Just message us. We'd love to hear from you. So. We're also on TikTok, Mysterious Mavens Pod at TikTok. We're starting to post videos, and we're hoping to get on YouTube really soon.
Yeah.
Because I know some of you are like, I want to watch it. And I'm like, okay.
You can look at our faces, I guess.
You'll be bored, but all right. Just kidding. But all right, well, take care of yourselves.
Self-care yourself, and we'll tell you some spooky stories next time.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.